and then a second railway station, Bunhill South, and more houses, and more shops, more competition, plate glass shops, a school board, rates, omnibuses, tram cars, going right away into London itself, bicycles, motor cars, and then more motor cars, and Carnegie Library. "You'd hardly think it could keep on," said Mr. Tom Smallways, growing up among these marvels. But it kept on. Even from the first, the greengrocer's shop, which he had set up in one of the smallest of the old surviving village houses in the tail of the high street, had a submerged air, an air of hiding from something that was looking for it. When they made up the pavement of the high street, they levelled that up so that one had to go down 3 steps into the shop. Tom did his best to sell only his own excellent but limited range of produce. But progress kept shoving things into his window. French artichokes, aubergines, French apples, apples from the state of New Orleans, apples from California, apples from Canada, apples from New Zealand. "Pretty looking fruit, but not what I should call English apples," said Tom. "Bananas, unfamiliar nuts, grapefruits, mangoes." The motor cars that went by northward and southward grew more and more powerful and efficient, whizzed faster and smelt.